Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ed Bouchette on Ben Roethlisberger after talking to Art Rooney today. Art Rooney's annual meeting with reporters following the end of the Steelers season made it one of the goals of the offseason to get a contract extension for Ben. Now, did not say it's one of the goals of the offseason to get a contract extension for Mike Tomlin.
So does that change you?
No, because it doesn't, because the way the football year works, you're going to want to get Ben's contract done first because it's going to affect how much money you have to spend.
And there is no
cap for
coaches.
Or have to spend, yes, in free agency and whatnot.
So I'll ask the same, because I think I could summarize your take on Mike Tomlin and a contract extension thusly. What has he done to deserve this?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'd ask the same question about the quarterback. What's he done to deserve one? Because he's going to want big market value, isn't he? He's going to want to be paid like the top guys. That's basically what they do. You're a quarterback. You've put up some numbers. You get paid. Here, you get $30 million a year. What's he done to deserve it? All he's done has been a pick machine the last 4 years. When, by the way, turnovers, not that they're not always bad. They always are. They're especially bad in this day and age. When it's so hard to play defense with the rules constructed the way they are, the only way to really be good is to consistently take the ball away.
When you say all he's been is a pick machine, what are you telling me? That he's a below-average quarterback?
He has. I'm telling you what the numbers are. He led the league in interceptions this year, tied with. I think he actually threw more than Sam Darnold at the end of the day.
And he led the league in passing yards.
Okay. He threw a ton of passes.
Volume stats.
He has 59 interceptions. 59 of them the last four seasons.
Yeah, he can be reckless with the football. There's no
question
about it.
Why are you downplaying this? Are you soft-pedaling this?
Because I don't think he's just a, quote, pick machine.
He is. He led the league in them. How is that not a pick machine?
If he's that bad,
What's he won to deserve a contract extension? What's he done in the last decade? Huh?
I mean, his record is the same as Mike Tomlin's.
Correct.
Right.
He and Mike Tomlin both have their fingerprints on that disaster Oakland loss.
I think it's easier to replace a coach than it is a franchise quarterback.
It is, but that doesn't mean that the franchise quarterback deserves a contract extension and max money. If he said, I want to be paid like the best quarterback in the league, I'd say, well, you're not, so you're not going to get it.
He can't get Aaron Rodgers money. He's
going to
want it. Well, he can't be the highest paid quarterback in the league. Now, if he wants to be the second highest paid, Matt Ryan makes $30 million a year. I think Ben, based on Ryan's resume, would have an argument for getting more than that. And to me, that's... Look,
Matt Ryan's been on the precipice of a Super Bowl.
And let me just say
much
this.
Much more recently.
And let me just say this. The top six quarterbacks by salary missed the playoffs this year. Tom Brady takes less. Drew Brees didn't take everything. Brady is 15th in salary. $21 million. Ben's 12th with $22 million. If Ben stayed right about there, $22 million a year... That would be great.
I don't think he will. We'll see how much he wants to build a winning team around
then
him.
Then it's going to be really hard for them to surround him with the best team possible if he's chewing up that amount of salary cap space.
Well, I guess we'll see how he feels about that. Maybe the old cowboy thinks he can do it no matter who's around him. The preponderance of the recent evidence would suggest that he cannot. This year being included there. I'm going to read you his interceptions totals. Just going back to 2011. Okay, yeah, Ben, thank you. Negative Nancy likes to present facts. 16, 14, 13, 16. I'm actually in a studio on a computer. 16 in 12 games in 2015. 9 the previous year. Good job. He led the league in passing yards in 2014 and only threw 9 picks. Very good.
I actually love basements.
14 picks. 8 more. Then 14 more. Oh, and I could go all the way back to his 23 interception year, but that feels like piling on.
I don't like that Ben disparaged basements.
No, basements are good, man. Your basement's your man cave. You set up a man cave down there. Yeah, you have a very cool. You have a 2 TV. You have a very nice wall-mounted setup there.
Yeah.
Poppy, Cammy, come down, hang out with you.
The setup he described there, who just sit in their mom's basement?
Strangely enough, as I refresh Twitter and we're talking about basements, a picture of Charles Barkley comes up. The other.
Why does everybody who gets labeled a troll,
they're
why
always
do they
in
have
basements?
To live in basements?
Because I guess the troll in the one book is under a bridge, so they've got to be like subterranean or close to it. Seriously, though, what's Ben Roethlisberger done to deserve some sort of crazy extension? His record's about as checkered as Mike Tomlin's.
I want to keep him around, but I have serious second thoughts about making him one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league because of the way it creates an albatross situation with your salary cap.
I don't think he's a good enough player if he gets highest paid or up high in the top, what, 6 or 7 quarterback salaries. I don't think he's a good enough football player to surmount that on his own.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.